the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In this familiar passage today, we see this pitiable father in his situation with his son, who is demon-possessed and has these epileptic seizures and is thrown into the fire sometimes. Sometimes he's thrown into the water of the river that's nearby. Put yourself in his place, in the father's place, that is. One can only imagine the sense of desperation and hopelessness that he was tempted to succumb to. And he had actually taken his son to Christ's disciples at that point in time, and they were unable to do anything about the poor child's condition. And so when the man comes to the Lord, he comes on bended knee saying, basically, "Lord, have mercy. Please help me." And our Lord's response seems a little harsh at first. He rebuked somebody for their lack of faith. It really wasn't the Father. It was his disciples who had been unable to help this man. And, of course, this became a learning experience for them as our Lord taught them that dealing with the forces of darkness sometimes requires, well, not sometimes, but all of the time, requires a strong ascetical effort. Prayer and fasting, particularly in this particular case, in this case. What we see here is and our Lord, you know, he talks about faith. And he says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. What kind of faith is that? I mean, a mustard seed, have you ever seen a mustard seed? It's not a very large thing at all. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like my faith is smaller than a mustard seed. But even faith that to you and me seems puny is efficacious before God. And it brings about his action in our life. His mercy, his healing, his deliverance, his peace, his love, his joy. It is essential for a Christian to understand the true nature of faith, as it is through faith that we are united to God. But what does faith really mean? We see in the scriptures that our Lord said, or actually St. Paul, I believe, was it, wrote, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So it's a paradoxical definition. It doesn't even make sense from a worldly standpoint. When we think of faith, who do we think of as the father of faith, Abraham? And what was the nature of Abrahamic faith? He went out not knowing where he was going. We read in Genesis 15:6, Abraham believed the Lord, and he counted him, the Lord counted him, Abraham, as righteousness. His belief led him to go out not knowing where he was going. That's genuine faith. That's genuine faith. When we talk about this analogy that's used here, this is not original with me, but an anonymous author has written this in reference to faith being able to move mountains. He first addresses what a mountain is. A mountain is high. He says of the mountain that our Lord refers to is our own hard-hearted soul, which is difficult to move, as it is weighed down through the passions. Through faith, we will move the stone off our heart and truly know Christ intimately and without shame. A mountain is high. Pride exalts itself and raises itself up as if to the heavens, like the Tower of Babel. The devil, the liar, the slanderer, he is like a mountain, exalting himself up to the heavens. And we can say to this mountain, and it will move. If we have faith, this mountain will move. The evil one will be defeated over and over again, for he already has been defeated. That victory is a victory that each of us has to experience and has to be put to work in our own daily lives. And then the second commentary on this analogy from this same source is the mustard seed itself. He writes, "The mustard seed is a small, tiny seed, very, very small, but it is very pungent and hot. There is warmth and flavor in it, and it affects a dish exquisitely with its pungent flavor." And also, when you put it into the ground, it grows into a great tree. This little bitty seed, this little bitty mustard seed. This is what our faith should be like. It need not be big in a worldly sense, but it needs to be hot, pungent. It must be strong. It needs to grow. Dearly beloved, as Christians, we're called to have zeal for God. We're called to have our souls not lukewarm, not cold, but hot in our love and our pursuit of our Lord Jesus. Faith is beyond just simply believing. It is beyond some intellectual assent to some sterile set of beliefs and doctrines. It is about a life that is based on a living relationship with God. One where we come to trust Him totally, entrusting ourselves to Him, entrusting every aspect of our life to Him. This is what it means to be a Christian. Not simply, aligning ourselves up like maybe, the Republicans or the Democrats do with some platform or something. It's not like that. It is union and communion with the resurrected Christ. Trusting in that, believing in that, and learning to nurture that and to nourish it through prayer, through fasting, through good works, through the ascetical life of the church. We've said this many times before, not all of us are called to be called to the monastic life, but every one of us is called to the ascetical life. Every single one of us. And if you say, "Oh no, that's too hard," well, then you're going to be opening the door for the forces of darkness in your life. Our Lord wants us to win this battle that we're in. And it's a battle, as I've already indicated, that has been won. He wants that victory to be made real in our lives on a daily basis. So we have to, if we're going to take up our cross, we need to use the time that we are in this world wisely in preparation for the coming day of judgment and the hope of everlasting life in His kingdom. So if you think your faith is too small, is ineffectual, that you really have trouble even believing in God, much less trusting in Him, where do you start? Well, you start with repentance. That's always where we start. We start with repentance. We ask God to forgive us for our unbelief. "I believe, O Lord, help thou my unbelief." That's the biggest problem that we all have. And that's when the disciples asked the Lord, He said, "Why couldn't we cast this demon out?" He said, "Because you have no faith. You have no faith. You might have something else that might appear to be faith, But it was not effectual faith in that particular situation. We're just like those disciples. We have all of these things that come into our life that just seem to be overwhelming to us. And if we are left to our own devices, yeah, they will be overwhelming. But when we look to God in repentance, acknowledging our weakness before Him, asking Him for His grace and for His mercy, He will always be there for us. The answers He gives are not always going to be the answers we want, but they will always be the answers that we need for our salvation. So let us face the challenges of daily life. Let us remember this lesson here today of how essential having a vibrant faith is. How essential it is that we have hearts that are aflame for God. Not cold, not hard, but soft, pliable hearts. And let us look always to the hope of the resurrection, which our Lord brings to us, and which we commemorate today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.